Oh, hello there. Why do I always think I'm all set up and then I still think my table is not close enough? There, come closer, friend. You can sit as close as you want because I'm not really here.
Ooh.
Okay. So, I'm Steph and this is Dead Drunk Uncle.
Dee-doo.
So, we're not really talking about him anymore, at least for now, since we know that the bullet casings, the ballistics, doesn't match. So that gun is ruled out. I mean, that doesn't rule him out, but there isn't really anything new at this point or development-wise at this point. But if you have any information on the I-70 case, please call. I believe the number is 800-800-3150. I could be wrong, but regardless, it is the St. Charles, Missouri Police Department. If you have any information about the I-70 killings. Okay, you can call my friend Cappy there. We're real close. We talked on the phone one time. I was high. He was probably not because he is a law enforcement. I am partaking while I record because it's my podcast and I can do that if I want. And I had a doctor's appointment this morning and that's so annoying. I mean, nothing's wrong. It's just regular stuff, but whatever. Anyway, welcome back. We're moving on from that terrible person that we did the three-part series on last time. I don't really have any updates on him other than he is something else. And I think that's about as I'm just done with it. It's obnoxious. He was a faker and it really seems like he was just faking for business to make money. That's the conclusion I'm coming to. I don't know. And that's what makes me upset. Like if, you know, if he was ill, if he was unwell and he needed help or he needed medication or something, that's beyond his control, but I don't think that's the case. So anyways, we're moving on to another topic that I love so much and everyone hates me because I live in a small conservative Christian town. So you know it's full of boss babes. Woohoo! Boss babe, boss babe, boss babe. I'm a boss babe. I'm not a boss babe. We're going to talk about multi-level marketing schemes. I mean, multi-level marketing things. Ooh, I wonder what the noise is. Something turned on in another room that I don't know what it is. I think it might be the air conditioning. That was just unrelated. So, the dangers of multi-level marketing. Now, I'm sure you've had plenty of experiences at some point or another with Scentsy, Herbalife. Someone tried to sell you some kind of patch or wrap or some stupid shit that could make you thin and make you happy and make everything work. Guess what? If they were real, everyone would be using them. But anyway, I digress. So I'm doing things a little different this time. And I know that's not really all that unusual. I'm going to the script now if you can't tell. But if you know me, you know that I think everything is a cult and I hate MLMs. There is something about people being able to gaslight their friends into thinking that they're working for a living when they're actually working for you to make money. That makes me so sick and I can't stand it when other people can't see it. It's taking advantage of desperate people without a lot of opportunities, but convincing them that they have this job that they're all in charge of while they're actually just being robbed. I'll tell you about the experience I had. I mean, I didn't ever sell it or anything, but my first Herbalife encounter, I lost my place, and I don't want to say the word UM because I say it so much. I'll tell you about my experience. I worked at a medical billing company. Our boss, who was the biggest boss babe vibes, like she sounded the part. But anyways, Our boss, who never seemed to have any idea what was going on with anything, had a whole ass staff meeting to have our local chiropractor extraordinaire tell us the joys of Herbalife. Now, this man is straight out of Central Casting under the descriptor creepy scam artist. He looks and sounds just like a strange coked up little weasel. If you ever saw him and talked to him, you will laugh your face off because you will go, "You are a strange, coked up little weasel." I can't help it. That's just what he is. I lost my place. I got upset. Coked up weasel. I have no idea if that's any truth. I'm saying that's what he looked like and acted like and sounded like. He came in every week to lecture us about Herbalife and critique our bodies. I mean, watch our progress. And stock up our break room with his powders. Our boss became a distributor as a favor to us employees, so she could get us the best prices. It was so kind, I know. She would be kind enough to take our money to order us her powders. And didn't see a thing wrong with her gross cash grab. By the way, she couldn't have been making any money from it, but she was still willing to take money from her employees for this shit and put it in her stupid pocket while she hops around screaming and laughing about something all up in the world, apparently unmedicated. How do you take money from your employees for a weight loss powder? I'm not really surprised because the director of something or other at that job was having an affair with some guy there, not my IT guy, just some IT guy, who was also in charge of the account that I worked on. But he got all the credit. I'm trying to read this off of the screen and not print, you know, save paper. And that's why I'm losing my spot so bad. I'm so sorry. Okay, so, yeah, the director of something or other was having an affair with an IT guy who was in charge of the account that I worked on, but he got the credit. That's right, I was doing his job. He was fucking a boss and doing nothing else. And then I got fired and was given a talking to about not telling other people about their affair. I'm telling you, they really had their priorities together. One day, they asked me to cover for another boss's daughter, because it's a family place, when she was out. I immediately, upon working her section of the work, I uncovered that she had literally never done any work ever. And then I had to do all her work. She got fired, and I still had to work with her mom and her sister. Okay, sorry I digress, but I got stoned. I went to read through before I start recording, and I decided I needed more explanation in the opening. And of course, I just started babbling. Sorry. So my Herbalife experience was with a boss trying to sell me and some weird chiropractor giving me weird and scientifically inaccurate lectures about some medical miracle powder. So yeah, I always knew it was a scam. Also, that chiropractor has a huge successful Herbalife empire here. I know he still has a chiropractor business of some kind around here, but that empire is so impressive that we got another club in town, another one of these nutrition clubs. I don't think he owns it because there's another person that seems to own it, but who the fuck knows? In these nutrition clubs in my town, they have their prices up, they have menus up, they take delivery orders and to-go orders. Weird, but you'll see why that's weird later. It's time to get to the facts. My first step was to look up lawsuits. So, of course, I started with Herbalife. We're going to be talking about more MLMs, but today will be Herbalife. And I don't know why I was surprised that I found so many cases listed, but I figured I just wouldn't get any information because there's just so much pages and pages of lawsuits. Then I realized almost all of the cases on this list were just listing Herbalife as a debtor in page after page of bankruptcy filings. I think that's a really good place to start with this because that's the reason I hate MLMs. It's because of how predatory they are. And that list is exactly why. Those people were all employees of Herbalife who were sold a dream, and I got them bankrupt. Okay, I'll just put that down for now. That's okay. So next I made a spreadsheet. I listed 16 popular MLMs and found a total number of bankruptcies for those MLMs of 1,156. I really wanted to add a lot more to the spreadsheet, but my brain kind of hurt after just getting that far. I only had like two rows. And, you know, I realized that correlation does not equal causation, and that this is nothing more than a kind of random collection of data. But that's a lot of MLM employees who were so indebted to their employers that they couldn't pay them, and they had to file for bankruptcy. Now think about that. They owed their employers so much that they had to file bankruptcy. At the very least, I think we can agree that that's pretty fucked up. So, how did we get here? It seems to have started in 1886 with our friends at Avon. Ding dong. It was started as a perfume company, but they sold products door to door, so it wasn't really a true MLM. In 1934, Carl Renborg started the California Vitamin Company, which later became Nutrilite. In 1948, the FDA started confiscating Nutrilite shipments because Nutrilite were making unsubstantiated claims about being able to cure disease. So they started out shady AF. By the 60s, a couple of dudes from Nutrilite broke off on their own to create their own company, Amway. Oh, David. These dudes were Jay Van Andel and Richard DeVos of educational fame. Yes, that's Betsy's father-in-law who started Amway. God, the shit runs deep. At Nutrilite, they learned, though, that they were making the real money by the referrals from their friends to come into the business and not from selling the products. By 1972, Amway then bought Nutrilite. So, like, Amway is major. Now, there is another former Nutrilite-er to break out on his own. We have Doctor. The doctor has to be in huge letters. Forrest L. Shackley. I don't know if you say it Shackley or Shakely. I really don't fucking care. He is, of course, a chiropractor selling the next big cure-all. Because it's always a fucking chiropractor who puts the word doctor so much bigger than anyone else up in lights, and then pretend to be some kind of fucking medical hero. They got some small dick energy in chiropractics, in my opinion. So Shackley was in charge of the Nutrilite sunshine products. I said sunshine products, if you couldn't hear me, my voice is. Anyway, he developed some sort of thing he called vitalized minerals, which was his way of supposedly extracting vitamins from vegetables. And it was used by the U.S. Olympic teams. But I'd also like to point out here that, like, McDonald's is always an official sponsor of the Olympics. So I don't think that really carries much weight, just a lot of cash. By 1975, the FTC was accusing Amway of being a pyramid scheme. They stated, no program can recruit new members forever. Duh. I'm terrible at math. I don't understand math. My brain doesn't compute. But even I can figure out you have a limited number of people to rip or to sign on. So, and I mean, you are limited by your community. I mean, I realize there's billions of people on the earth, but you're probably not picking up the phone and, you know, cold calling Zimbabwe and asking someone if they want a wonderful opportunity to create their own business, you know, while their kids are sleeping. So, anyways, I went off script for a second. Okay. So in 1979, the FTC investigation concluded that while Amway is not a pyramid scheme, there it is, but they did find that the company lied to its employees and recruits about their potential earnings. That is especially offensive because they prey on people who just really don't know any better and people who are desperate. They specifically target stay-at-home moms and young people because they need the money. I can tell you they seem to be super fun for conservative Christian moms who like modern farmhouse vibe and flowy beach waves in their hair and jaunty caps in their Instagram stories. Also, simpler small town people who haven't been exposed to as much and as big as scams and shit, and therefore they appear as the perfect, naive, unsophisticated, trusting gal who barely makes ends meet. That all looks real good to your potential upline people. According to the FTC, over 75% of MLM distributors are women. Over 20 million people involved in MLMs in the United States alone. And 99% of people lose money in an MLM. Those are facts. Facts from FTC.gov. It's probably much worse if that's as bad as the FTC could actually find. Anyway. So then going back to just looking for other kinds of lawsuits, since I had narrowed this down to focusing on Herbalife for this episode, I found at least hundreds of cases involving Herbalife. There wasn't any way that my brain was going to be able to read through all those cases and make any kind of sweeping legal conclusions. But I did start a spreadsheet regarding the bankruptcies that were already talked about at the beginning. I'm really proud of myself for doing a spreadsheet. As far as a couple of major cases involving Herbalife, the FTC distributed a $200 million settlement against Herbalife to distributors who lost money between 2009 and 2015. Think about that. $200 million for people who worked for them in 6 years. So they're saying they can acknowledge at least $200 million was lost by their employees in 6 years. So the first round of payments the FTC sent out in 2017, and then there was still money left in the settlement account in the trust for, well, I don't have any amounts or anything. A second round of checks went out then in 2019. And in April, as recent as in April of 2020, Truth in Advertising filed a complaint with the FTC because Herbalife was making claims about COVID, because of course they were. Because they are predators, and when there is a disaster, the predators come crawling out of the woodwork for that shit. Now, if you're like me, and you just know everything is a fucking scam, you're thinking, how can they still have these nutrition clubs and drink bars in my town? Well, that's because they adhere to some very strict and very weird rules. I don't know why the fuck they have to do things the way that they do. They don't actually follow the rules, though. And I can tell you that from personal experience from the places around here. According to the FTC, it costs the distributor an average of $8,500 to start one of these clubs. And I was trying to take notes on all the ridiculousness in their Nut Club manuals. I'm just shortening nutrition to nut. You understand. But I was basically just copying the entire fucking manual on these note cards because everything is weird. So instead, I just printed out the whole thing. Bad for paper, sorry. I'll use it for scratch paper later and stuff. So I just printed this out and I made notations on it because everything in it is weird, like I said. So moving on to the Nut Club Guide. Nutrition Club, Manual and Rules of Conduct. They have several online. You can look them up. They have them mostly like in different countries, but they're printed in English and they're all the same. So... now, there were just a couple of facts I wanted to point out before I get into this, and that's just because I wrote it down on this paper. This is from a website called factsaboutherbalife.com. They are only allowed to cover the cost of the club and not profit. So they're not allowed to be making money off of these nutrition clubs. So that's interesting. 90% of distributors fail in the first year. And only the top 1% of the distributors get 90% of the profits. Isn't that great? So, first we have a nice welcome letter. I am just going through the more offensive things here. I'm not really pulling apart every detail. The first part, though, is really lovely. Herbalife Beginnings. We have a picture of Mark Hughes. In 1980, Mark Hughes had a vision to achieve a healthier world, one person at a time. Today, Herbalife is in over 80 countries around the world. Fucking trash. fucking trash. Okay, then we have a bunch of pictures of these type of gals who really, like, there's pictures of them in their modern farmhouses with their beachy waves. Oh, and picture the aloe concentrate, which I think the aloe concentrate is the stuff that kids aren't supposed to ingest. But I don't see that in here anywhere. So you're going to want to make sure that you don't feed your kids this shit, because I'm pretty sure I saw a warning somewhere about the aloe concentrate. But who knows? And then the next part, this is something I found really interesting, and this is the reason I have to have my phone close by, which I, of course, don't. Oh, here it is. To see if I get any phone calls. So, this next portion of their manual has world-renowned scientific support. We combine the best of science and nature to offer you the highest quality products endorsed by our distinguished nutrition advisory board. So, this is a list of four old dudes. One doesn't look that old, and one isn't, like... There's three old white bald dudes. And then there's another guy. So, I don't know anything about these doctors, so I just kind of looked them up. And I wanted to look up their information just to make sure they were legit. And I could find plenty of posts of, you know, where they had been in school or whatever. But there were things that I felt like were missing that I couldn't find. So I was like, well, fuck, I'm just going to look up, you know, their NPI. That's a number that all providers, and it's not just doctors, it's also like pharmacists and nurses and all kinds of things. They have to have an NPI and their licensure. You have to be able to look that up. It has to be on file. I couldn't find any of it for any of these people. There was no NPI for any of them. And I think that might just mean that they're not practicing, which is fine. But it's weird because in this thing that I printed out, none of these four men are listed as MD. When you look them up online and you see on the websites and the nutrition board and everything, they do say MD. So I'm not sure if it's just this is supposed to be distributed in a particular country and they can't acknowledge the MD. I mean, that seems like a stretch. But it seems peculiar that these doctors have all these other letters listed, but not MD when they are. Right? So anywho, the first one listed is the one that I looked into most. This is Luigi Grattan, and it says on the paper that I have, you know, that I printed out from online, Vice President of Nutrition Education Herbalife, Luigi Grattan, MPH, which is a Master's in Public Health, which is not an MD. So anyway, when I looked up the MPH program, they were for programs like for bringing awareness and working for government agencies and stuff. He knew he wanted to be a scammer from the beginning. That's just my opinion. But like it says that he went to all these places and went to medical school and he is a doctor, but he doesn't have an MPI. I can't find a license. Doesn't mean there isn't one. I can't find it. And then I looked up the other three. There's David Heber, PhD, Lou Ignaro, PhD, and Steve Hennig, PhD. Now, this Lou Ignaro says he's a Nobel laureate in medicine, but he doesn't have an MD. But it said in other places he had an MD, but I couldn't find a license, and I couldn't find an MPI. So I called Herbalife, and we will play that phone call for you in just a moment after I explain. I was just calling to try to get information. I wanted to see what their official titles or what actual letters they use in their name behind their names. Like, I just wanted to find out basically, like, you know, are they actual MDs? Because I'm not finding anything. Can you just verify about your advisory board? So here's the phone call. Hello, friends. This is a phone call. I'm going to call Herbalife and try to ask them some questions. I probably should have wrote down some more questions besides this. But mostly at this point, I want to ask about who the people are So I looked up a customer service number. We'll see where that takes me. So this is 866-617-4273. And this is just Herbalife customer service that came up from a Google search.
Thank you for calling Herbalife Nutrition customer line. Gracias por llamar a nuestra línea de clientes de Herbalife Nutrition. For options in English, press 1.
Para opciones en español, oprima el número 2.
Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes. All representatives are...
Hi, thank you for calling Herbalife Nutrition. My name is Cesar. With whom do I have a pleasure?
Hi, is this Herbalife?
Yes, this is Herbalife Nutrition.
Okay, great. I was trying to get some information about the advisory board.
About the advisory board?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry, with whom am I speaking to?
My name is Stephanie Osborne.
Stephanie, okay. And are you a member, a distributor?
Oh, no, I'm not. I just wanted to ask some questions about the qualifications of the advisory board.
Okay, Stephanie, so what kind of questions do you have?
I wanted to know, I have these four men listed here. I just wondered, because I couldn't find any kind of licensure or NPI listing for any of them, so I just wanted some information about their medical background. Like, are they actual medical doctors? And if so, what's their NPI and licensure information?
Well, Stephanie, if you're looking to know more information about that, I can give you the phone number for our offices in the corporate. Maybe they will give you more information.
Okay, sure.
All right, just give me 1 minute. Okay, so the phone number is 310.
310.
410.
410.
9600.
9600. All right, I will give that a try. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Herbalife Nutrition, and I hope you find an excellent day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I was just calling to try to get some information about the Scientific Advisory Board.
Okay, 1 moment, please. Thank you.
Dave Heber is not available. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, Mr. Heber. My name is Stephanie Osborne. I was forwarded to you to ask some questions. I was just interested in information about the advisory board. I see that your name is one listed here. I didn't actually specifically ask for you personally, but I'm sure you could help me. My phone number, and I'm just looking for the information on qualifications, background information on the advisory board. I see listings like as MD or PhD and a lot of different letters, so I was just looking for that and didn't find any NPIs or licensure information and just trying to get some background. So if you could let me know, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And I guess that's it. I'm sure that's the end of that, but we'll see. I tried. Guys, I tried. So that phone call was uneventful, and I have my phone sitting here on silent, of course, because my focus is completely on you. But I do have my phone sitting right here, just in case they do call me back, because I did leave that message for Mr. Heber. I think I said Mr. Even though the thing, he says, you've reached Dave Heber. He doesn't say Dr. Heber. Like, I just want to know what we're working with here. So I didn't really get any farther into their histories, you know, their backgrounds. Don't care, it doesn't matter. Because truly the problem is the big problem, not just the four weird dudes that sit on the advisory board telling all these women how their bodies work. That's super cool. Okay, now we have a getting started. Here's the step-by-step summary. This is what they give to people to tell them how to start their knot club. Now I shall remove my glasses. This is what really sucks about getting old. You have to take off your glasses to read. You have to put on your glasses to read. You have to hold things close. You have to hold them far. Okay. Number one, if you haven't already, find an established nutrition club and visit it. Number two, review this guide thoroughly. Number three, select your club location. Number four, notify Herbalife of your club. Number five, invite people every day. And number six, never give up. Never. Okay, there were extra little blurbs under each one of those, but you get the idea. It's just a bunch of stupid words with a picture of a lady in a fucking farmhouse or some shit. The training recommendations. Here's how you train. You inform your sponsor that you want to open a club. This is literally on their manual. Then you participate actively in monthly and weekly trainings focused on nutrition clubs, success training seminars, and Herbalife opportunity meetings. Attend other club openings to be prepared when you open your club. That just means they want your free labor. I've been in a job where they do that before. Maybe we'll talk about family videos sometime. Visit our other nutrition clubs to learn about their daily operations. Familiarize yourself and be prepared with the nutrition club rules in this manual. Take Mark Hughes' goal for good nutrition around the world, one person at a time. That's how they recommend you start your business. Then they give you a checklist. Tell your neighbors you're opening a club. Be sure you have a blender, purified water, napkins, a supply of shakes, tea, aloe concentrate, protein powder. So make sure you have things. Make sure you branded invitation cards and send them out at least 3 days in advance. Make your sponsor or invite your sponsor to your club opening to share their experience and to offer the support you need. Ask your family, friends, and neighbors for referrals to support your business. Make sure your club location is clean and sanitary. Okay. And then the day your, so that's all you need to do. And then the day your club opens, make sure you wake up early to make sure everything is ready for a successful club opening. Wear the button or other Herbalife accessories. Remember, you are the brand. Do a final check on all the materials you need. Do a final check of your club location to make sure it is clean, especially the kitchen, where you will be preparing the shakes and teas. Everything you have learned from your prior apply everything you have learned from your prior training and welcome your guests with a big smile. Guys, this is this great business opportunity that they're offering you. That's what they're fucking offering you. Now, here's a phrase I'm going to read to you, and you're going to hear this many times. Nutrition clubs conducted at residential or non-residential locations are social gatherings, bringing together persons who become members wishing to focus on good nutrition and regular exercise in order to achieve optimum health. That's what the club is. It is not a restaurant. It is not a bar. It is a nut club for social gatherings. Now, scrolling through. Oh, here's some more pictures of some happy people selling shit. Oh, look, they're all great. Beachy waves. Now, this is where it gets good because the print gets real small. So you know this is where the shit is. Section 1, General Rules. Okay, there's some pretty normal stuff. You have a sponsor, and your sponsor is responsible for properly training their personally sponsored distributors on the products and their usage, the sales and marketing plan, the rules of conduct, and other company rules, regulations, and guidelines for distributors. Okay, and then just going through all of this shit, here is under employees. While distributors are generally permitted to utilize employees in operating their Herbalife business, They may not use employees to assist with any nutrition club operations. So that's obviously coded language. I really don't know what it's hiding or what it's saying. Other than you can work there, but you can't work there. So, isn't that great? Okay, comply with the law, be a good neighbor. A distributor has to be present at all sessions. There are no assigned or exclusive territories for nutrition clubs. They may be opened and operated anywhere it is legally permissible to do so. Under multiple clubs, nutrition club operators may operate in more than one location, e.g. operate multiple clubs, but only if they do not operate two or more clubs simultaneously. That doesn't mean anything, right? You can operate more than one, but you cannot operate two or more. Like, are they dumb or are they just trying to be sneaky? Because I don't even think that's sneaky. I think that's just dumb doublespeak. It's like, I want to sound smart, so I'm going to put in as many extra words as I can and make it make no sense. Every club owner or every club operator must post the following advisory in the club. Nutrition club advisory. This nutrition club is operated by Herbalife independent distributor blank. Operator's mailing address is blank. The operator's business phone number is blank. Operator, not Herbalife, is responsible for all of the activities related to this nutrition club. And then it says, nutrition clubs are social gatherings, bringing people together with a focus on good nutrition and general well-being. They are not retail stores or outlets, nor are they restaurants or carry-out establishments. Carry-out is prohibited. Isn't that weird? Because I know my local place delivers. Okay, anyway. I guess that's not carry-out. And it just goes on with a bunch of disclaimers and a sign that has to be posted. You know, don't let what we tell you about how much you can make you think you can actually make that much is what it says, basically. The sign that I was just reading and explaining, the sign must be at least 21 by 29.7 centimeters. And the advisory itself must be in a font size no smaller than 17 points. The specific wording of the advisory may change from time to time, but the most recent version can always be obtained by calling your local distributor services department, or it can be downloaded at myherbalife.com. And a copy of the advisory is provided for use. Good hygiene. Always use disposable cups is an important thing in here. I think that has something to do with being a restaurant. You know, that they can't have glasses that have to be out. I think a big thing that they're trying to do is avoid paying taxes, right? Because, well, no, I guess if that's a drink, you wouldn't have to pay tax on that purchase. You would if you bought it inside, though, wouldn't you? Well, no, but if it's a drink. I'm in Ohio, so I'm just thinking about, like, with our taxes, like, what would be the motivation? But I don't know. Now, next section, fees, recruiting, and support. You gotta love a business that is not a franchise, but costs you a fee to start. Because I don't know if I got to that part or if I said it or not, but there is a big section that says, these are not franchises. Herbalife doesn't want to have anything to do with their responsibility. They want no culpability for their dangerous shit. They just want you to sell it to all of your friends so that they will hate you. That's editorializing. So under fees, a daily, weekly, or monthly membership fee may be charged to cover operational costs, such as rent, utilities, etc. These membership fees should not represent the price or cost of products, which may be offered to members and their guests for consumption. Nutrition clubs must offer their members regular opportunities to socialize. as well as frequent educational and coaching sessions, group and one-on-one, on nutrition and weight management. But it's also very important that they tell you that they are not intending to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease, but they're going to tell you how to be healthy, okay? Member referral incentives. Club operators may offer reasonable rewards, such as free products, for the referral of new members, but club operators are prohibited from paying cash or cash equivalent for such referrals. That's weird. And then under Section 3, serving and selling products. Authorized Herbalife products only. And then under product consumption, nutrition, clubs are social gatherings, bringing people together with a focus on good nutrition. They are not retail stores or outlets, nor are they restaurants or carry-out establishments. Subject to this restriction, club operators may offer complementary products, such as shakes, teas, and herbal aloe concentrate. Club operators may post a list of available flavors of shakes and teas, as well as any optional ingredients, such as protein or fiber. But consistent with the proper operation of a nutrition club, they may not post, list, or charge individual prices for these products or ingredients. The only permissible nutrition club fees are daily, weekly, or monthly membership fees to cover operational costs, such as rent and utilities. Yeah. And then under carryouts, product offerings must be consumed on club premises. Carryout is prohibited. Nutrition clubs are, oh my God, under Section 3D, product retailing, which is the next section after the one that we just read. Product retailing. Nutrition clubs are social gatherings, bringing people together with a focus on nutrition. They are not retail stores or outlets, nor are they restaurants or carryout establishments. Club operators may keep product inventory on hand, and they may sell their inventory at retail. All Herbalife products must be sold unopened and in their original Herbalife packaging. Products which are not packaged and labeled for individual sale as individual units or single servings may not be sold in the nutrition clubs or elsewhere. An official Herbalife product catalog may be made available to club members, but product pricing may not be posted. Club operators may not pressure their members or guests to buy the products. They may not state or imply that product purchases are required in order to enter the club, attend, become a member, or remain a member. Sampling. That's all they're allowed to be doing in there with that. Sampling of Herbalife products is permissible at nut clubs. Club operators may offer complimentary sample products such as shakes, teas, and herbal aloe concentrate. Loose tablets may not be sampled. Club operators may post a list of available flavors of shakes and teas, as well as any optional ingredients such as protein or fiber, but consistent with the proper operation of a nut club, they may not post, list, or charge individual prices for these products or ingredients. The only permissible nutrition club fees are daily, weekly, or monthly membership fees to cover operational costs such as rent and utilities. Pretty ridiculous, right? Okay. And then under testimonials and product claims in Section 4 of marketing, promotion, and advertising, club members may share their experiences from using the products, but the products are not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease or medical condition, and under no circumstances should there be any statements or implications to the contrary, whether by the club operator or by members or guests who are offering testimony. This is all just a giant Herbalife's not responsible. This is all just a disclaimer. Fucking stupid. What fucking idiot wants to do this? Sorry. Easy for me to say. Table. 4C, offering nutritional advice to members and guests. Club operators may offer the general health, wellness, and nutritional information which is part of their daily activities as Herbalife independent distributors. This includes guidance about the products, their usage, and their key benefits, as well as information about the business opportunity. Operators may also provide appropriate product and income testimonials, both orally and in writing, accompanied by Herbalife's required disclaimers. They're only protecting themselves. They're telling you to go out and do stupid shit. And then they put a disclaimer in that says they aren't responsible for you doing it wrong. It's just kind of mean, in my opinion. Club operators may not state or imply that using the products will diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure. That means they aren't allowed to tell you that it'll make you lose weight. But they do, and they are, they will. Advertising. Nutrition clubs are social gatherings publicized exclusively through word of mouth and attended only by persons who are personally invited by the club operator. Very important. Another independent distributor or a customer, either through oral conversation or through conversation accompanied by the provision of a written invitation. This is so fucking weird. Using radio and television to advertise services that occur in a club is not permissible. It doesn't say anything about social media, obviously. Personal websites, they're not allowed, really. Retail establishments. Nutrition clubs may operate on the premises of retail establishments. Retail establishments are defined as fixed locations whose primary activity is the on-site sale or delivery of goods to consumers. So weird. You can also operate in a non-retail establishment. Wait, yeah. God damn. They use such... They call it retail or non-retail, but then in another way, it has something else. Okay. Club identification signage restrictions. A plaque may be no more than 210 by 297 millimeters. That's great. Must ensure that the location is not perceived as a store, restaurant, franchise, or other retail location. Okay. Must not invite passersby to purchase Herbalife product. I don't know what the deal is about they're not allowed to advertise. There must be something in their settlement that they're not allowed to advertise or something. Like, maybe it's like the nutrition club owners are allowed to do it as long as they don't say it's Herbalife, but like Herbalife itself is not allowed to advertise. Maybe that's what it is. I already know. Can they advertise? Because that's entirely different than they choose not to for whatever reason. Okay, we'll look that up and I'll get back to you. So there's all this shit about window and door coverings. Window and door coverings must be frosted or opaque, plain, and unbranded. So we gonna buy some drugs? Like, what the fuck? And how unsafe is that for the people inside? They have to have it, like, blacked out on the outside, or at least frosted. Okay. Window and door coverings may not, well, they have to be plain and unbranded, so I guess that simplifies, but window and door coverings may not state, imply, or suggest, even without words, that retail products are available for purchase inside. Before and after photographs are not permitted as window or door coverings. The word shake or pictures of shakes or any other products, even if unbranded, are not permitted as full or partial window or door coverings. So they can't say Herbalife. They can't say shake or have a picture of a shake. They can't tell you that they have shakes. This is such double secret probation. Nutrition club exteriors. A nutrition club may not have tables, chairs, or outdoor seating. The way that's worded, do they mean they can have tables and chairs inside? I don't know. Visa or MasterCard or any other credit card, merchant decals or signs. The word welcome, pictures or logos of shakes, blenders, pictures of food or products, telephone numbers, or quote.com, quote.www, quote.net, or any other references to a website. Repetitive names with numbers. Okay. And it has, for an example, Rockin' Wellness number 3, Rockin' Wellness number 4. Okay. Taglines or slogans. A tagline is a descriptive term used in conjunction with the name of a nutrition club. Herbalife shall have the right in its sole and absolute discretion to determine if a nut club's appearance conflicts with this or any other distributor policy or nut club rule. Cash registers. Since nutrition clubs are not retail establishments, cash registers, cash boxes, and the like may not be visible to club members. They can lease, rent, or otherwise charge for clubs located in non-residential locations. They're not allowed to have walk-in traffic. And then it's weird because they have all of these guidelines for safe food handling, even though they're not allowed to sell any food or tell anyone that they have food or say the word food or think about food. I don't know if they're allowed to look at food, though. Okay, a control of goods in. Oh, this is more safe handling. And everything it has at the end of it, responsibility and monitoring. Responsibility of monitoring and corrective action. And it's always nutrition club owner. This is just a giant disclaimer, folks. You have to use potable drinking water. You know, that's nice. Display of and serving food, which, you know, I thought they already said they're not allowed to do. Oh, and then here's the advisory thing that I read to you with that. It has to be so many millimeters and centimeters. And then again, at the end, it says, notice, nutrition clubs are social gatherings, bringing people together with a focus on good nutrition and general well-being. They are not retail stores or outlets, nor are they restaurants or carry-out establishments. Carry-out is prohibited. Nutrition club fees cover general operational costs and do not represent the price or cost of products. Participants may share their experiences after having used the products, but must always remember that the products are not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease or medical condition. References to weight control relate to the Herbalife Weight Management Program, including, amongst other things, a balanced diet, regular exercise, adequate daily fluid intake, nutritional supplementation where required, and appropriate rest. I didn't hear anything about shakes in that part, where they say how you lose weight. Income reported in nutrition club materials or in oral testimony at club gatherings is applicable to the individuals or examples depicted and not average. Earnings claims are not a guarantee of your income, nor are they typical. Any earnings will depend on factors including your business skills, victim blaming, and the effort and time you put into the business. Victim blaming. Your exhaustion doesn't matter. For average financial performance data, see blah, 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 blah. It is illegal for promoter or participant in a trading scheme to persuade anyone to make a payment by promising benefits from getting others to join a scheme. Do not be misled by claims that high earnings are easily achieved. What the fucking fuck? Okay, and then advisory for nutrition club owners. Although nutrition clubs are not restaurants, carryouts, or any other type of food service establishment, Herbalife expects nutrition club operators to adopt the highest standards of hygiene and sanitary practices. Okay. And then they mention the complimentary beverages and always use disposable cups. And if it's wrong, it's the club owner's problem. And then it gives contact information for them to send in their club notification form. And it closes with their mission statement. Mission. The purpose of Herbalife Nutrition Club services is to bring good nutrition to the people of our community, one person at a time. Nutrition clubs provide a valuable service to the community, informing people about the importance of proper nutrition and exercise for optimum health. Okay. Admittance to the nutrition club is by personal invitation only and is not open to the public. These activities of the nutrition club include socializing, community building, recognizing members' health successes, and enjoying a tea, shake, and herbal aloe concentrate. The products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That's part of their mission, guys. That's not part of their mission because they want it to be, okay? So, that was kind of the end of my Herbalife rant. I went through, oh my god, I can't reach my papers and I'm just trying to talk while I reach them. The stupid Nut Club manual. Get it back into place here. So, as it stands, Herbalife is certainly still legal. I'm not really sure why, though, because didn't SlimFast go out of business? I mean, I know it's got different ingredients, I think. It's just sugar, mostly. I remember when they were trying to sell us that shit at work, and I looked up the ingredients, and I did kind of a deep dive, but, I mean, that's been well over 10 years ago. So I have no idea. But anyway, I'm sure they have nutrition information available online. And I'm not even worried about whether or not their stupid drinks are dangerous. It's that they're trying to sell you something that is not possible. Besides selling you the snake oil, which is a waste of money, what they really want you to do is to be onboarded. I think that's what they said, right? As they make their money from you as being on their downline. They aren't making the money from you from selling shit. No one's making money from selling this shit. And nobody's getting healthy because they drank some fucking weird tea. Think about it. If it really worked, your doctor would be giving it to you. Your doctor wants you to lose weight. He's always telling you that shit. I went to mine today. He didn't tell me I had to lose weight, so I guess I don't have to. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely day. Thanks for hanging out with me and all of my weird, disjointed thoughts. Hopefully, I'll be able to get my shit together with some of my friends so that we can have another episode with some more friends. But for now, I'm your host, Steph, by myself. And we'll see you next time when we'll probably be discussing another MLM. I can't decide which one is next, though. But Herbalife is just one of the top ones because it's so prevalent in my personal community. And I see, it pisses me off. It makes me so mad because when the people are just kind of nicely going along with it, that's all great. But you're still just feeding into it. Even if you're not doing something wrong, you're feeding into it. And this is a predatory business. It is by design. It is not going to change. You are going to lose money and not wait. So until next time, my pals, there's your tagline. Bye.